is President Johnson, sir.
I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and tell you that you're loved.
Thank you very much, and I hope everything goes all right for you.
It's been going well for me ever since I met you. And Bird and I were just thinking about what wonderful people you and Miss Bess had been to us since met you, and we wanted to thank you.
Appreciate that very much, and I want to tell you that I enjoyed the book you sent.
Oh, well, bless your heart. Well,
the best thing that any president's ever done.
Well, you are always in our hearts. And there's Miss Truman, and I wish you could see this pretty portrait of hers.
I do too.
Hanging here in the White House. We take so much pride in pointing out to all of our guests this portrait because we think she's a very unusual lady.
Well, I think that right too, and I'm agreeing with you.
And oh, Mr. President, I hope you just had a happy, happy time. Did you have your grandchildren with you?
How's that?
This is Lady Bird. I hope you had a happy Christmas. And did you have your grandchildren with you?
No, they couldn't come out this time.
Well, I know you had a good visit with them in the summer, though.
Beg pardon?
I know you had a good visit with them sometime in the summer, because I remember seeing some pictures, and you looked so happy.
That's right. That was mighty nice.
Well, you give Mrs. Truman my love, and we just wanted to wish you both a happy Christmas and tell you that...
Thank you very much.
Is she there where we can say a word to her?
Yes, I'll care, Beth.
Hello?
Lady Bird and I wanted to tell you and the President how loved you are and how admired you are and how grateful we are for all that you have done for us.
You're just too nice, Mr. President.
No, I'm not.
Much too nice.
No, I'm not.
I hope you all have had a wonderful day with your family.
We have. We're just so blessed. We had the sweetest daughters here, and we talked to the boys last night in Da Nang.
That's wonderful.
One of them went up and met with the air boy, went up and met with the Marine, and we talked to him about 9 o'clock. It was 9 o'clock in the morning there.
Oh.
And we were so thrilled, and we made both of them's little baby. One of them baby's 2 months old, one's a little less than 2 years, and we made them both squeal over the telephone so they could hear
them. Oh, that's great.
We think of you often, and every time I go by your picture, I see my favorite first lady, except one.
Oh, well, I appreciate that a lot.
And the other one is on the phone, wants to say hello to you.
Oh, Miss Truman, I'm just getting all packed and ready to go, and I'm just thinking in all my time here, I've always just considered you such a strong, good help to Lyndon you've both been a great reliance to us.
So
and
nice to say that.
We appreciate your friendship, and we're
that
just so fond of you.
That gives us a big lift.
Could I tell you the other day, I told you this, but I want to tell you again. The other day, my cabinet gave me a silver a blotter with a silver pin set on it, and they had the major acts that we had passed, more than 100.
Oh, is that true?
And the, you know, things like elementary education and medical care and things of that kind, civil rights and conservation measures, and they listed each one of the major bills, and they said they had a nice little statement about how they were glad to serve an administration passed all of these.
Well, that was a lovely gift.
I took it and reviewed it on a trip that I was making home. And you know that almost half of the bills that I had passed, President Truman had started 20 years ago.
Is that so? That's very interesting.
So I thought that you would be interested in knowing that most of the good things like education and Medicare and civil rights, conservation, It took 20 years to get his ideas through, but they were finally passed, and I've tried to say that to the country, but the papers don't pay much attention to it.
Oh, no. The papers. You know what we all think of the papers.
Well, you have a healthy regard, Father. Well, we'll let you go, and we hope we get to see you during the next year.
We're so proud of the book that you sent us.
Thank
you.
Miss Truman?
Yes.
The man that gives me the most pleasure is a corps man that comes in and looks after me and watches me a little and lifts me around and gives me a massage once in a while. And I have one out in Kansas City that's a Kansas City boy that's as loyal and devoted, and I hope that, I hope he's there, and I hope that as long as you and the president are there that he'll look after you. He's just a wonderful medical background, and any time you need it, please call him because you're entitled to it.
You're awfully nice to do that.
President Eisenhower has it, President Johnson has it, and I don't know any day if something happened, if you slipped or if you had a fall or something, and I wish he'd come in and if the president would let him. He rubbed me to sleep nearly every night. And he is there, and he's going to be there anyway, and he's stationed there, and we don't want to send a doctor to keep there any time because you have your own, but any time you want anything, you'll never ask for it, but I do want you to know I wish you'd use them because your country wants you to.
Well, thank you so much. I just can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
This boy's name is Nauser. N-A-U-S-E-R, and he is as faithful as your husband.
Oh, that's good pretty well.
He's just as good a boy as I ever met in my life. And the reason I sent him is because he is from Missouri.
Oh, I see.
He was here at the White House for years, and I just told him one day to get out there, and I issued his orders and sent him out there, and I said, now you stay there, and they'll put you busy doing other things, but the first thing that you do is be available to the president. If you have to, if she wants you to go downtown and pick up something, well, you go do it. If she wants you to put an adhesive bandage on her wrist, well, you do it.
That's great to know that.
Well, he's there, and I wish you'd use him.
Well, thank you so much.
And we hope you have a good, good New Year.
Well, I hope you will, too.
Thank you.
And I hope that you come to this way, you'll always stop over.
Oh, we'll always love to.
We're going
to
do that as long as we live, because no one has done more to help us than you and the president.
Well, I don't know about that, Mr. President.
Well, I do. I do.
Certainly wanted to.
I do. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Good night.